I'm Stacey Hofferko with the Illinois Department of Public Health, talking, as she said, about trends in respiratory illness during the enterovirus D68. Non-foliar strains of enterovirus are very common, typically affecting several million individuals annually. They usually result in mild illness that represents the common cold, and they affect most often infants, children, and young adults. The particular strain that impacted Illinois in 2014 is the EBD68 strain, which is actually a rarely reported strain of the virus, first isolated in California in 1962. In the summer of 2014, Illinois Department of Public Health began receiving reports of clusters of severe respiratory illness in pediatric populations requiring hospital admissions. Reports were dispersed to various regions of the state, notably clusters in the western region bordering Missouri, another state that reported early outbreaks of enterovirus D68, as well as the metro Chicago region. In these facilities, hospitals were restricting child visitors, and they also had early reports of symptom presentations that included a broad spectrum of respiratory signs and symptoms that included fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and a variety of other cold-like symptoms. But often laboratory confirmation was unavailable or delayed during the initial surveillance monitoring, so the magnitude of illness in the pediatric population was unclear. Illinois Department of Public Health enhanced its traditional laboratory surveillance with monitoring of data collected daily from emergency departments. So in the study objectives that I'll present today, we'll characterize the EBD68 reported cases for temporal patterns. Within a time period we define for the outbreak, we'll measure the increased risk for specific emergency department complaints and use those to characterize enterovirus-like illness and regional trends during this time period. In addition to the laboratory-confirmed cases, we'll use two emergency department data sets, one from the Cook County Department of Public Health's Essence, which has a 10-year established history of baseline data and represents 45 facilities in Illinois, as well as the more recently implemented Illinois Department of Public Health Syndromic Surveillance, in which we send daily emergency department data to the National Syndromic Surveillance Program, formerly BioSense. Represented statewide, this included 66% of all our ED facilities and 75% of emergency department visits. The methods that we would use are again to review the lab-confirmed cases to define the outbreak period. Then within that time period, we'll measure the increased risk for complaints of cough, asthma, fever, and dyspnea in all visits and a stratified subset of severe cases of ED admissions, comparing 2014 to 2013 and 2012 baseline in the pediatric population. Then building an enterovirus-like syndrome, we'll compare the regional trends that were increased during this time period. In Illinois, lab-confirmed EBD68 cases that were reported included 106, with onsets between July 16th and 9/21. The age range was wide, for 0 to 92 years. However, the majority of cases, represented in the graphic here, were under 18 years of age, for 89%. For this analysis, we chose to exclude two cases and chose a conservative time period to define as the outbreak. And we used 40 days between 8/13 and 9/21. From the Cook County Department of Public Health's historic data, we were able to look at emergency department chief complaints between 8/13 and 9/21. In 2014 compared to 2013, and again in 2014 compared to 2012, to calculate the risk ratios. We found significantly increased risks for cough presentations, dyspnea, and asthma complaints between 53 and 67% during the 2013 comparison of 2014 to 2013. And similarly, found significant increases for cough, dyspnea, and asthma comparing 2014 to 2012, with increased rates of 34 to 52%. Fever, which was an initial complaint that was reported for some cases, was shown to be significantly less likely to occur in 2014 relative to two baseline years. For pediatric admissions, which were more severe cases that were captured from emergency department data, those that were admitted, we did a similar risk ratio calculation comparing 2014 to the two baseline years. We found, again, significantly increased risks for cough, dyspnea, and asthma. With higher rates of increase, in comparing 2013, we found 66 to 84% of an increased risk for those syndromes that were increased during the outbreak. And in 2014 compared to 2012, similar patterns of increased risk, where again, fever was significantly not associated as being a risk factor for during the enterovirus-like outbreak. So So the complaint terms that were associated with an increased risk were combined into an enterobacter-like illness definition. The map showed that the regions in the map show that what we didn't have across the state was really well represented laboratory-confirmed cases, particularly in the western region, Peoria, where we were receiving reports of large clusters. So laboratory confirmation, when lacking, was supplemented by our non-traditional syndromic surveillance data that showed western regions were elevated above the state baseline rate, which is represented in black. The area around Chicago was trending very similar to the state, and then the regions in the southeast where we didn't have any particular reports of increased outbreaks showed lower rates than the baseline for the state overall. So in conclusion, during this unusual pediatric outbreak of respiratory illness, we were able to supplement traditional surveillance and monitor the presentation illness in the pediatric population statewide.